Hi, my name is Jerry Kempney. I'm a pharmacist, and in this podcast, I talk about medicines and other healthcare topics. All content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or professional advice. Episode number 88, the Foundation Trainee Pharmacist Program Interim Learning Outcomes. From July 2021, trainee pharmacists are assessed against the GPHC Interim Learning Outcomes. These describe the knowledge, skills, and attributes training must demonstrate by the end of their foundation training year and reflect current pharmacy practice. They are presented in four domains. First domain is person-centered care and collaboration. Learning outcome number one is demonstrate empathy and keep the person at the center of their approach to care at all times. Number two, work in partnership with people to support and empower them in shared decision-making about their health and well-being. Number three, demonstrate effective communication at all times and adapt their approach and communication style to meet the needs of the person. Number four, understand the variety of settings and adapt their communication accordingly. Number five, proactively support people to make safe and effective use of their medicines and devices. Number six, treat people as equals with dignity and respect and meet their own legal responsibilities under equality and human rights legislation while respecting diversity and cultural differences. Number seven, obtain informed consent before providing care and pharmacy services. Number eight, assess and respond to the person's particular health risks, taking account of individuals' protected characteristics and background. Number nine, take responsibility for ensuring that personal values and beliefs do not compromise person-centered care. Number 10, demonstrate effective consultation skills and in partnership with the person, decide the most appropriate course of action. Number 11, take into consideration factors that affect people's behaviors in relation to health and well-being. Number 12, take an all-inclusive approach to ensure the most appropriate course of action based on clinical, legal, and professional considerations. Number 13, recognize the psychological, physiological, and physical impact of prescribing decisions on people. Number 14, work collaboratively and effectively with other members of the multidisciplinary team to ensure high-quality person-centered care, including continuity of care. Second domain is professional practice. Outcome number 15, demonstrate values, attitudes, and behaviors expected of a pharmacy professional at all times. Number 16, apply professional judgment in all circumstances, taking legal and ethical reasoning into account. Number 17, recognize and work within the limits of their knowledge and skills, and get support and refer to others when they need to. Number 18, take responsibility for all aspects of pharmacy services and make sure that the care and services provided are safe and accurate. Number 19, take responsibility for all aspects of health and safety and take actions when necessary, particularly but not exclusively during the COVID-19 pandemic. Number 20, act openly and honestly when things go wrong and raise concerns even when it is not easy to do so. Number 21, apply the science behind pharmacy in all activities. Number 22, demonstrate how the science behind pharmacy is applied in the discovery, design, development, and safety testing of medicines and devices. Number 23, recognize the technologies that are behind developing advanced therapeutic medicinal products and precision medicines, including the formulation, supply, and quality assurance of these therapeutic agents. Number 24, keep abreast of new technologies and use data and digital technologies to improve clinical outcomes and patient safety, keeping to information governance principles. Number 25, apply pharmaceutical principles to the safe and effective formulation, preparation, prepackaging, and disposal of medicines and products. Number 26, consider the quality, safety, and risks associated with medicines and products and take appropriate action when producing and supplying them. 27, take responsibility for the legal, safe, and efficient supply and administration of medicines and devices. 28, demonstrate effective diagnostic skills, including physical examination to decide the most appropriate course of action for the person. During the COVID-19 pandemic, all relevant precautions must be taken to ensure the safety of the patient and foundation training when physical contact is necessary. 29, apply the principles of clinical therapeutics, pharmacology, and genomics to make effective use of medicines for people. 30, appraise the evidence base and apply clinical reasoning and professional judgment to make safe and logical decisions, which minimize risk and optimize outcomes for the person. 31, critically evaluate and use national guidelines and clinical evidence to support safe, rational, and cost-effective procurement for the use and prescribing of medicines, devices, and services. 32, accurately perform calculations. 33, effectively promote healthy lifestyles using evidence-based techniques. 34, apply the principles of effective monitoring and management to improve health outcomes. 35, anticipate and recognize adverse drug reactions and recognize the need to apply the principles of pharmacovigilance. 36, apply relevant legislation related to prescribing. Number 37 is not alive yet. 38, understand clinical governance in relation to prescribing. 39, take responsibility for people's health records, including the legality, appropriateness, accuracy, security, and confidentiality of personal data. 40, understand and implement relevant safeguarding procedures, including local and national guidelines in relation to each person. 41, effectively make use of local and national health and social care policies to improve health outcomes and public health and to address health inequalities. 42, proactively participate in the promotion and protection of public health in their practice. 43, identify misuse of medicines and implement effective strategies to deal with this. 44, respond appropriately to medical emergencies, including the provision of first aid. Third domain is leadership and management. Outcome number 45, demonstrate effective leadership and management skills as part of the multidisciplinary team. 46, make use of the skills and knowledge of other members of the multidisciplinary team to manage resources and priorities. 47, develop, lead, and apply effective strategies to improve the quality of care and safe use of medicines. 48, actively take part in the management of risks and consider the impacts on people. 49, use tools and techniques to avoid medication errors associated with prescribing, supply, and administration. Take appropriate actions to respond to complaints, incidents, or errors in a timely manner and to prevent them happening again. That's number 50. 51, recognize when and how their performance or that of others could put people at risk and take appropriate actions. 52, demonstrate resilience and flexibility and apply effective strategies to manage multiple priorities, uncertainty, complexity, and change. Fourth domain is education and research. And learning outcome number 53 is reflect upon, identify and proactively address their learning needs. 54, support the learning and development of others, including through mentoring. And number 55, take part in research activities, audit, service evaluation, and quality improvement, and demonstrate how these are used to improve care and services. So this has been a list of interim learning outcomes. I hope this is helpful. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.